understand that there is a sales program in place at present. One of the first things to do is to review that sales program and to ensure that that is being done as the best way possible.
The earlier commentary had been that there were more than 160 creditors and it was about $10 million owing, and that the ANZ Bank were guaranteed their funds, and that meant there were about more than $8 million owed to other creditors. Is that your understanding of where the situation is?
Not really in a position to comment on that at the moment. We're not fully across those issues at the moment. We have heard figures mentioned, and there were figures mentioned at the meeting, but until we actually review the documents ourselves and form a considered view, I really can't comment on that.
In terms of a timeline, are we talking about months or is it weeks before you'd be in a situation to be completely across the case and know whether people will be able to get some money?
Look, it's probably the best way to respond to that. As I say, these things probably happen in different stages. The first stage is the initial report, which we'll be required to give the creditor in a matter of weeks, and we'll form a preliminary review at that stage as to what the likelihood of return to creditors might be in that report. We'll have, obviously, depending on the nature of the assets, for example, if they're physical assets, then we could make estimates as to what sort of value those assets may have. But sometimes the assets include non-tangible assets such as rights of recovery, etc., or debtors amounts, for example. And they might be a little bit more difficult to make assessments, but we would have a preliminary view as to recovery for a matter of a few weeks.
So what's your advice to someone who might be a creditor of Convector Grain?
Well, firstly, they would expect to receive from us a notification of the second meeting of creditors in the near future. We're required under the Corporations Act to hold a second meeting of creditors, and prior to that meeting, we're required to give creditors a report as to our findings. So they would expect to receive notification of the meeting together with a report. They would also have received by now notification from the first administrator. If they haven't received any notification whatsoever, they should really be contacting Pitcher Partners in Melbourne, and we would ensure that their details are appropriately recorded so that they can receive future notifications from us.